There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change.
America,
3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yo, yo.
The number is 888-340. What is it?
3373.
Yeah, I've been out of the country, buddy. 888-340-3373.
We've been out of several countries.
And we're going to have to plug Lindell, like, better than we did the last time for MyPillow, bro.
How come?
I don't know. Just, I love him. He's the best.
He's the absolute best. And he got behind Thief on the Cross and helped make it possible for it to be on about 600 additional radio stations than what it originally was scheduled to be on.
And I shouldn't do this on the air, but you blundered that his MyPillow product has been selected by the National Sleep Foundation.
Initially, and then I said it correctly four times.
Well, it was blundered.
National Sleep Foundation.
Yeah, and it's been selected by us. The only pillow to be selected by them to be their official pillow.
Yeah, 800-506-2641.
Yeah, we got that pillow works, babe.
I'm telling you. Our staff uses it. You and I used it. I didn't take it to Chicago. I was absolutely miserable for the 10 nights that I was there.
I don't have it with me now in Dallas. I'm dying.
And when I got home the first night, all I wanted to do was put my head on that pillow and fold it right up under my little neckline where it needs to be for me to get that sleep. And, I went right into a REM cycle. It was amazing. Anyway, 800-506-2641 or MyPillow.com and use those promo codes. You can use KMC or STVB. Either one of those will get you 50% off when you do it, and we're glad to be able to do it.
Our phones are lit up, KMC.
They are. And
this conversation, bring us back to where we were.
Well, we're talking tonight about the loss of civility and if it matters or doesn't matter. I think most people would have to say it does matter. 30 years ago, you were uncivil if you chewed gum in public, you know, in theater or class or church or something. If you chewed gum, you were being uncivil. Now people, four-year-olds full-on use the F-bomb to their mommy's face in the produce aisle of the grocery store, and right, nobody does anything about it.
Right.
So I don't think there's any argument that we aren't any less civil, but now it's starting to adversely affect people's lives. Like this woman in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, she goes to see a movie. These girls are yapping, talking, talk. And she wants to see the movie. So she does what I've done a half dozen times just in the last year. And I'll just say, hey, guys, if you need to talk, could you take it outside? Otherwise, you know, we just want to see the movie. And, you know, I'm not being a jerk or anything about it. Just, you just want to see the movie. So she just, shh, can you ladies keep it down? And what they do is they gang up on her. There's about eight of them when the movie's over. And they bludgeon her eye socket. They give her a black eye. And they're on the lam right now. These girls are all on the run. But that's just another example. The other example we talked about last hour, this police officer in Plainfield, New Jersey, knowingly beds a couple of women sexually, knowing that he's HIV positive, but doesn't reveal to them that fact. And lo and behold, he only gets 360-something days in jail, hardly any penalty at all for what he did.
I tried to Google around during the break. I came up to an interesting website called Avert.
Okay.
Was the website. It was avert.org.
Okay.
And it wasn't, you know, like a .gov, because I went to the .gov and it was just so complicated, blah, blah, blah. But basically, what I gather from AVERT in a kind of blue-collar kind of sensibility,
right,
is, or a regular Joe sensibility, is they're saying that in all of this legal mumbo-jumbo in and around cases like this, they basically say that it goes back and forth a lot between the he said and she said and what happened and what did the person say was wrong with them and did they say they were negative, did you ask this, and there's always this kind of middle of the road perception on the whole thing, which is if you agree to have sex with somebody, then immediately the responsibility becomes this title that they gave it on AVERT.org called this 50-50 agreement of the risk. So, I mean, which is absurd, because whether or not you say to somebody, oh, I'm going to have unprotected sex with you, whatever that is, if somebody, and listen, we've seen this in the movies where somebody like kind of says like, you're safe, right? You're clean, right? You've been checked, right? And like, you know, that usually happens when all kinds of foreplay has already occurred and like it's, you know, it's too late to turn back, sadly. But I just think it's fascinating that this many years into HIV, AIDS, et cetera, et cetera, and it's what basically AVERT.org is saying about the legality of this with exactly with cases like you're talking about, we're addressing here tonight on Baldwin McCullough. They're saying it's like a 50-50
culpability, responsibility?
Yeah, the responsibility and the risk. Because,
well,
hey,
okay, let's say that that is the case. What if you ask and he lies? And evidently,
exactly.
Evidently in this case, and there's two victims, not just one, and evidently there was enough to get a guilty verdict, he pleaded guilty to the charge. So he admits he did it, and he admits he didn't tell him.
I think that the civility aspect of it that anybody is going to be able to come back with, again, as I say, the bar of civility has been lowered, is nowadays people are going to say, well, look, if you're dumb enough to have unprotected sex, well, then you were responsible. I could see people saying that.
Sure. Well, and then not even to get away from any type of moral question about the discussion, and should sex be casual, and should sex be uncommitted to begin with? That's a whole different discussion. But what we're talking about is certainly a guy that put two other people's lives in danger with the HIV virus that's in his body. So anyway, we're talking about this concept, friends, and it doesn't have to be related to these two stories, but do you, in your own life, do you sense that civility is dying or has died in modern America? There's a lot that you could look at. I mean, Stephen, you could even go to international headlines and see how we really don't even care about what's happening to the Christians overseas when we've traditionally been a nation that cared very deeply about, these persecuted people groups around the globe. And now we're just kind of turning, shrugging our shoulders, going, yeah, whatever, it's not a big deal. Is the world changing? Do you sense that we are a less civil place and to be candid, a very unattractive place to be growing up, living, experiencing life in right now? 888-340-3373 is our phone number. 888-340-3373, and we'll take your calls. Let's go to line two, and we've got three great calls on the line, but let's go to line two. Chris is calling from Wiley, Texas. Chris, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, thanks. What a joy to be with you. In fact, I'm going to see Mr. Baldwin in the morning.
I kind of had a feeling that in Wiley, Texas, you might just be doing that.
That's right, man. Now, what a great conversation tonight. I would just kind of add this to it. There's a theologian and thinker named Oz Guinness. He wrote a great book,
sure,
on the case for civility, and it really resonates with what you're talking about with regard to the United States and its role globally. He actually, in this book, asserts the fact that it's essential that civility be lived out in its greatest priority here in the United States. Otherwise, the world has no hope. And so when you think about that and you consider the things that we're dealing with here, and then you do look at our global situation, it really does seem that those two things go hand in hand. And so the situation you're talking about with this man there in New York and these your girls that beat up this lady, man, that's reflective of who we are and what's going on in our world today. And thus, the world is worse off because we're not better off. So
that's very well said.
I would interject this as well. You know, whenever you don't have a standard, and you were kind of jumping in on this just a bit ago about Christians around the world. Well, I mean, we're struggling in our own country with regard to religious freedom, religious mm-hmm. liberty. And so when that's not respected here, then it only makes sense that's just not going to be well regarded around the world. We as a country aren't going to prioritize that. And, I think that it's incumbent upon us. Well, I appreciate you, gentlemen, just the conversation you're having tonight. And, you know, hope the best for you, because it's imperative that we have some voices out there that that raise that banner, because the public square needs our voice in it, although it seems to be a voice that is...
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's been
July with Extend Your Bite. Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. If you're watching on Biz Television, that was a live shot of the skyline here in New York this evening. And it's a pretty interesting conversation that we're having about whether or not civility is, in fact, still important enough to even be considered in modern American life. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, is joining us from Dallas. He is back into his routine here on the broadcast, and we're grateful that he's back stateside. And Kevin McCullough from our New York studios tonight as we talk about this. One phone line open at 888-340-3373. Stephen, you know, one other major story that happened this week that just hit me during the break. We saw the North Charleston police officer shoot gunned down in cold blood. Mr. Walter Scott, who was a retired veteran from the U.S. Coast Guard. He was a guy that had a pretty exemplary record. He was a little bit behind on the child support payment, and he had supposedly a broken taillight. But the country has really not been able to grasp why he was shot down by this police officer. And I was so impressed the next day when his mother says to CNN's Anderson Cooper, I can harbor no bitterness or resentment towards this police officer because of the God who lives inside of me. Jesus loves me. I can't hate this man. I'm told I'm supposed to hate this man. I'm told I'm supposed to be angry about this. A rare moment of civility that stood in such stark contrast to another mom who the same day released a statement saying she hoped that all hell would be rained down upon America. The mother of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, who was reacting to her son's guilty verdicts on 30 charges, 17 of which qualified him for the federal death penalty, and saying that America would pay the price, and you know she hoped that everyone burned in hell because of it. The world is kind of what we expect. I guess the expectation of civility is out the window. I guess for me. And if I run across somebody that does exhibit it, I guess it's just a really pleasant thing that you go, wow, that's refreshing. It's kind of like a glass of cold water on a very hot day in the middle of the afternoon. But anyway, let's go back to the phones. Line one, Joanne, calling from Pennsylvania, watching on Biz TV tonight. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing well. What do you think about this story that we're talking about with this police officer and the two women that he... That he had sex with but didn't tell him he was HIV positive?
Yeah, I think that if that had happened maybe 25 years ago, he may have been looking at different time. I'm sorry. But I'm HIV positive myself.
Hmm.
Have been for almost 30 years now. I really just called in. I caught the last bit of the show. And I just wanted to give, like, my part to,
sure,
for the two women that were involved. I just hope that they test negative. I hope that he looks to be an elder gentleman, so I'm hoping they're elderly and financially stable because, yeah, it is a sticker. It's a label. I was a single mom in love. Only 28, and didn't know that my fiancé had just come up with this new virus, so to say. And he had died 2 weeks later. And I actually was tested a few times, was negative, because it was right before the Western Blot came out. And but since then, finding out that I was positive, I think, yeah, we created the thing. I found out that there was like a group in New York, get together specials, because of course, now, I'm still a single mom, still single now, and I'm almost 56.
Mm.
But we did have, you know, consideration because we started our own little group, our own little social, you know, society, because I wouldn't at that time date anyone who wasn't positive, you know, because in the beginning, you know, you weren't sure what you had. And you know, just to see friends come and go, and but the women, you know, yeah, it's hard, you know, when you have kids and you have to keep that secret, and then you can't hold a job because some days you're not feeling well, and you can't really specify why. Right. But as for the big question, you know, civility, just, you know, get in the car and drive 5 miles in the city. I think that answers that question.
Oh, wow.
May I ask you a question?
But, yeah, I pray for the women. And one more point I wanted to say. I remember about 20 years ago, because there was this man who was arrested, and he was convicted of, like, knowing he was positive, and he viciously gave it to a bunch of women. And I believe they hit him with some type of terroristic, like, threat things that he, you know, he deliberately...
Like he was practicing terrorism.
Yes, because he deliberately knew, and he was deliberately giving these women, you know, a disease that, you know, back then, you know, you were pretty much... I mean, I didn't think I had a future. And, it, you know, it hasn't been much of a future. But, you know, back then I was just, you know, I just one day at a time.
Hmm.
I didn't make any plans, you know. And here I sit on a Saturday night all by myself. You know, it's rough. It's really rough.
Stephen, you wanted to ask Joanne a question.
Yeah, I just was curious, Joanne. The question we're posing to people is, you know, this question about civility, but I have a separate question for you directly, and that is, knowing the story of this police captain, I guess was his title, yes, Kevin?
Yeah.
You know, knowingly going and not telling these two women, what are your thoughts about that? Do you think that's criminal in your mind? I mean, you're somebody who's lived with, not the same situation, but, okay. So
pretty close
ahead,
to it, yeah.
Go ahead and speak to that.
Yes, I think it was viciously, it's sort of a vicious biochemical attack. it's, you know, it's not to tell someone about anything that you might have, even if it's just a common cold, it's common courtesy.
Mm.
You know, back, you know, I'm from the old school, and you know, things have definitely changed, and this gentleman was old enough. He seemed, you know, old enough to know better. So I don't, but...
Well, Joanne, I'm thankful that you've lived long enough to be able to at least, you know, encourage some other people and to try to, you know, come to grips with this in your own life. And lady, I want you to know, you never have to be alone on a Saturday night. You come on back. Baldwin McCullough is going to be here for you every Saturday night. And we'll take your comments on anything that's on your mind. So we appreciate you calling tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right. When we come back, more of your calls. Frank in Des Moines, he's been very patient. We're going to get to him. Stephen Baldwin is in Dallas, Texas. By the way, if you're in the Wiley, Texas area tomorrow and would like to go see Stephen give his testimony and preach tomorrow at the First Baptist Church of Wiley, there in Wiley, Texas, do that. And I know that they would be glad to see you. So why don't you do that tomorrow morning? Kevin McCullough in New York. Stephen's in Dallas. And we're coming right back on Baldwin McCullough Live, coast to coast. Stay with us.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
It is Baldwin McCullough Live, and we have this breaking news alert. It is suspected that in Wiley, Texas, tomorrow morning, sometime mid-morning, that a thief who was formerly on a cross will be making an appearance. Now, people don't seem to be abjectly worried about their wallets and purses. Maybe they should be, because a thief will be there. But anyway, Stephen Baldwin, fresh from his run in Chicago as the thief on the cross in Wiley, Texas, tomorrow morning, bringing the good word to the people at the First Baptist Church. And he is with us on his own radio show tonight, which is always fun to have him. First time in, like, I don't know, 8 weeks that he's been able to be here. But to say that we missed you, buddy, would be an understatement. Oh, by the way, if Joanne is still listening in Pennsylvania, Stephen would like to send you a little memento, a copy of his book. So if you call Jackie back and give her your mailing address, he'll like to sign that and send it out to you. Maybe it'll be encouragement to you. 888-340-3373. Joanne, if you're listening, give us a call. 888-340-3373 and give Jackie your address. All right, Stevie, let's go to Frank in Des Moines. Line one. Frank, welcome. You've been very patient. We appreciate it.
That's okay. I had my reserve cordless ready to go. So, civility's all but dead. You know, it goes to original sin, self-exaltation, self-worship. And when there's when there's no cause greater than self, self becomes its only cause. So, nothing else matters.
Well, and what you're seeing now in the community across the country, Frank, is that, I mean, there used to be enough people that had at least common acknowledgement of God's existence, whether they believed in him or not. They just would acknowledge that God was there, whether they had a personal relationship, that there would be some degree of awareness of something beyond oneself. But now it's just me and the four walls. And so why do I give anything about what's going on with you when I've got my own problems to deal with?
Well, that's right. But look at society. We don't have no leadership. We've got Congress that makes rules that they themselves won't abide by. We've got a politically correct society that can arbitrarily say the debate's over. Argument's over. We're not even going to have a discussion anymore. You know, PC is run amok. I mean, you got mic checks. You got people that want to speak, and they have protests at college campuses to shut down speech. You got people with mic checks that interrupt, you know, debates, political debates, and try to shut down speech.
Yeah.
So it's manifesting itself in ways that it didn't manifest itself 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And I don't know, you know, I mean, there's always been self. That's the original sin. Satan, you know, that goes back to Satan. So to say that this is some new phenomenon is ridiculous, but it's manifesting itself in ways we have never seen before.
And much more harsh ways, I would add. Maybe not completely even original, but at least much more devastating in terms of the impact of how it's being presented.
There's a certain minority that will not allow you to hear a certain speaker. You can't hear Condoleezza Rice because her voice is not to be heard. You can't hear this speaker at this college campus. You can't hear that speaker.
That's true.
Our college campuses are supposed to be places of exchange of thought, learning, you know, communicating our ideas one to another. And we will not listen because there's people out there that say the debate's over. There's, you know, global warming. It's a fact. Debate's over. Yeah. Well, when you shut down the debate, you win the argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Hey, Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate your patience and your insight. Stephen, related to that, did you see the story of University of Michigan this week? What happened there? Pretty interesting stuff. They were going to view the film American Sniper. Mm-hmm. So University of Michigan has an enrollment of 43,310 students, and some Muslim, Middle Eastern, and North African student groups got together and did a petition, and they got it shut down. They got it kicked off, and Jim Harbaugh, the new football coach, goes.
He's a buddy of mine.
Hey, we're going to watch it anyway, and the football team's going to watch it anyway, so on you guys.
Yeah.
And they ended up reversing themselves. But to Frank's point, and I said this on Fox on Thursday when I discussed it with Marjorie Clifton and Bill Hemmer, but the university used to be this place where you could have a very civil discussion and be very much at odds philosophically with the person that you were debating. You could have very different viewpoints, and you could come from opposite ends of the spectrum, but you didn't hate each other. You just had a difference of opinion. Now, it's like if you do disagree, you do have to be shut down because you do hate me, and I hate you. And so where it used to be a laboratory of letting ideas kind of be evaluated side by side, say, well, this side says this, and this side says this, and you decide for yourself. Now it's just, no, you're gonna take my word for it or nothing. And I think it's yet one more kind of stake through the heart of civility. Anyway, coming right back, Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us. It is Baldwin McCullough Live, and we have this breaking news alert. It is suspected that in Wiley, Texas, tomorrow morning, sometime mid-morning, that a thief who was formerly on a cross will be making an appearance. Now, people don't seem to be abjectly worried about their wallets and purses. Maybe they should be, because a thief...
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from the Big Apple, AM 970, The Answer, our big flagship station here in New York City, the fastest growing, hottest talk show, talk radio station in the New York market in the last year. And grateful to be with you. We've got a very interesting discussion that we have held underway today, a quasi-local story. Starting it out, this Plainfield police captain had sex with two women, didn't tell him he was HIV positive, led them on in lengthy sexual relationships, one for several months, another for a few years, and he was found guilty of, and this was the charge, two counts of a diseased person committing an act of sexual penetration. It's called a third-degree crime. I guess that's a misdemeanor. Faced a maximum of 10 years. Tried to get the charges dismissed. Ended up getting a sentence of 364 days and 3 years of probation. In another story in Philadelphia, just outside of Philadelphia, there is this woman who went to see a film, see a movie, and there were these girls that were talking loud and being obnoxious, and she asked them to shush. And instead of just, you know, saying, oh, I guess we were being rude, just shushing and going on about their business, they got mad. And when it was over, they punched her, blackened her eye, and now they're on the run from the authorities in that community. And these are just, I don't know, sadly typical stories of what I think society is kind of devolved into. So we've been asking this question tonight: is civility dead? And when I say we, that's me, Kevin McCullough, and Stephen Baldwin, who is joining us from Dallas, Texas. Dallas is where our next caller is from, Stephen. Let's go to Martha, who's watching us on Biz TV there, just down the street from where you are. Hey, Martha.
Hi.
Hey, Martha.
Hi. Is this Stephen?
It's Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough, yeah.
Okay, Stephen. Okay, you might have heard this since you are in, if you're in Dallas right now. I just heard Kevin say you're going to be at a church in Dallas, in Wiley, tomorrow. But yeah. I just wonder if you have heard of the story. It's been all over the news this week in Dallas about the volunteer, not the regular fire department, but the volunteer fire department in Waxahachie, which is a little town you might know of. It's 20 miles from Dallas. And the hazing that they gave a 19-year-old new member, it's just ungodly. I mean, it is not even civil. It doesn't. Have you heard that news? It's been all over Dallas.
No, I did not hear that story specifically, so thank you for bringing that to our attention. But let me just ask you this question. You must know some of the details of the hazing. And hazing now...
I do, and I cannot, I will not. I mean, it's ungodly. I would not even mention the details. But supposedly, if they're tried and convicted, it's so bad that there's a possibility, so the news says, that some of these people, volunteer firemen who did this, might be facing a 99-year prison term. I don't know. And due to the legality, the pending stuff, I don't know whether, But, I mean, I couldn't give any details that I've heard. I've only heard what on the news. But I just thought maybe since you're in Dallas, you'd heard it.
So, but you were going to ask her a question, Stephen.
Yeah, I was just going to, as I have before, I just wanted to ask her. Hazing has been something that has happened on college campuses, Kevin, for 100 years, some form of it. So knowing what you know about the details of the situation you are making us aware of, my question and Kevin's question to you is, in your mind now, because I think the majority of callers have basically made the statement, Kevin, that yes, civility's dead. So I asked this caller, would you say, knowing in this story, you said it's ungodly, it says obviously it's uncivil, do you think this is just a reaction or the cause of this is just as a result of the loss of civility in our culture and society?
Yeah. They're facing sexual assault charges against this 19-year-old young man who just wanted to be nice and join the
volunteer. Yeah, he wanted to serve his community. But Stephen's question is this.
These are grown men.
Martha, Stephen asked you this question, though. Do you think it's just a result of society going this way, or are those guys specifically? I mean, is that really something that is attributable to the larger downfall of society?
Well, what was reported is definitely contributing to the downfall of society. I mean, they're facing sexual assault charges. That's what is in the news. I'm only going by what I heard.
All right. Well, Martha, thank you. And if you have a chance, head over to Wiley, Texas tomorrow. Thanks for the call. Thank you for being here. Stephen, what time do you speak tomorrow at the First Baptist Church in Wiley?
All three morning services. I think there's an 8:30 and a something like that. It's like an 8:30 and a 9:30 and a 10:30, something like that. But anybody can just...
Church, Wiley.
Yeah, Google that and get the service times.
Yeah, evidently this Waxahachie story, there was a chorizo sausage involved.
Oh, my goodness, that's disgusting.
It is. But here's the sad part. This 19-year-old kid, I really feel for what Martha's trying to communicate to us. He wants to do something good, right? He wants to, because it's a volunteer fire department.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting the big pension and all the other stuff. Like, you go give your life in a fire in that scenario, your family doesn't get some big insurance policy. It's a completely volunteer, trying to protect the community type of thing. And he's got to put up with that to just go be a good person? Just to get on the team?
Well, I don't know all the details, but, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that obviously these guys took this thing to a level that was, beyond rational or acceptable. And let's just see if the end result is different than this police captain.
Something tells me they're going to have a tough time getting new recruits if this is their indoctrination policy.
Sure.
Anyway, it's Baltimore Call Alive. One segment left in the broadcast tonight. Our phone number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And our question, is civility dead? Our final thoughts when we continue.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no! interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Live from New York, it is Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night at this same time. Thank you for being on this this radio dial, this television station, however you're getting us, if you're on the online, on the web. And if you're watching on Biz TV, hang on, because the whole thing's going to air in its entirety, starting at 11 o'clock Eastern, all over again. So at the top of the hour, you'll get the full rerun of the broadcast. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Quickly, a couple of calls here at the end of the show. Rory in New Jersey, AM 970, go right ahead.
First, I want to thank you so much for so many wonderful hours of good listening. You keep people abreast of what's going on in the world, and also you have so much humor to add to the show. I really appreciate it, and the fact that you're on Saturday night, it's great. Most stations have these other programs that aren't of interest to me. But
yeah, they're boring. They get real boring on Saturday night. We get real fun.
They really do.
So what's your thought, Rory?
I wanted to ask you, what's going to happen to the pension of this police captain who infected these women with the HIV virus?
Those are taxpayer dollars, and I would think that he should be forfeiting those, but that's just my opinion. I tell you, my hunch is I don't think anything will happen to it. I'm pretty sure he'll
oh, you're kidding.
He'll
you
keep
have
it
to be
safe.
Because once they've committed a crime and they go to prison, that pension is taken away, from what I understand.
Well, if that's the case, then maybe so.
To prison,
but yeah, but it's a third degree penalty. It's not even, it's what Gina was telling us, it's a misdemeanor. So we'll see. Rory, thanks for your kind words. Appreciate it. Sherry in Athens, real quickly, you get the last word tonight. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are y'all this evening?
Doing well. We're short on time. What's your thought?
Well, my thought is we're not holding anybody accountable. I don't think civility is dead in America. Mm. I think there's a lot of strong people, strong-willed people.
Amen.
Still believe in Jesus and believe in the good way of doing things. But you look at the lawmakers, what you know, they're passing laws for same-sex marriage, things of that nature. So there's really something we need to do and start holding people accountable
for. Good point, Sherry. Thank you for the call. Steve, an interesting point she makes, and I was thinking about this during the break. It's hard to have a civil society when you no longer have a moral society.
Sure.
Because you don't know what civility is without a moral context.
And what is the barometer? Who decides what civility is?
Yeah.
What normal is? You know, it's a chapter in my book, buddy, which is, you know, it's titled Normal, and it is my opinion that God, the Creator, the Almighty, is the one that should be drawing the line in the sand about that.
Yeah, another good reason to read Stephen's book. So get a copy, The Unusual Suspect. So the thief comes to the pulpit tomorrow. Make sure you check it out. Wiley, Texas, First Baptist of Wiley. He'll be there all three services. Stephen, good to have you back on your own show, buddy.
Blessings, brother. Thank you. Great show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And kiss those little ankle biters for me, bro.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. We can build a romance.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with the